Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're joined by Ty Berry, who is a political activist and is a member of the Code Pink organization, who is joining us live now from Washington. Thanks a lot for joining us. Now, you know, we keep hearing about these assassination drones. We've also, of course, also heard about that manual of sorts that is being drawn up by the Obama administration to, quote unquote, legalize these drone strikes. How far do you think such a manual would go?
Well, thank you for having me. I think it's telling that after 10 years of drone warfare, the administration is finally saying that they are going to draw up a legal argument or at least a definition of what the war on terror is. And we see that even when they draw up these rules for killing overseas, the murder that they do with these drones, with these flying robots, they will allow the CIA one more year of additional murder that they can do. And it should be noted that this is against our laws in the United States. The CIA is a civilian organization that's meant for intelligence gathering, not for killing. As a matter of fact, in the 1970s, the CIA was strictly forbidden under law from carrying out targeted assassinations, which is exactly what these drone strikes are. These are targeted assassinations, they're secret, and I cannot find any law under international law, under Geneva Conventions, under the rules of warfare that allow the United States to carry out these drone strikes. As a matter of fact, we met with several NGOs over the weekend to discuss ways to combat, to end these drone strikes by the United States. But as of yet, no one is able to give me a clear argument as to why the United States is still allowed to carry on these targeted assassinations.
If I could just play devil's advocate for a moment, you know, certain countries such as Pakistan and especially Yemen as well have been accused of being complicit, in fact, in these drone strikes and providing, quote unquote, intelligence to the U.S. as to where to attack. So then, you know, if the governments themselves are allowing the U.S. to do this, then why not just let the U.S. do it?
Well, even if, let's say these governments, which I'm sure they are complicit to a degree, are allowing these drone strikes to happen within their borders on their sovereign citizens without giving them due process in courts of law or allowing them to surrender, then it's still a violation under international law, under the Geneva rules. Under all rules of warfare, these drone strikes are considered murder or targeted assassinations. There's no excuse for this. The drone strikes should come to an end immediately, and every single drone strike should be investigated. And if there is culpability, those that are in charge of these drones should be brought to The Hague and tried.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. That was Ty Berry, political activist and member of Code Pink, speaking to us live from Washington. We do appreciate your insight.